Yeah, what, Ben?
Mom.
What? Melissa, have you seen my keys?
What do you think?
Mom.
What? Benjamin, what do you need? What?
I can't find my wallet.
5 minutes, you guys. I had asked for five minutes.
Do you have any idea where it is?
No, hon. I'm sorry. I don't. And I can't figure out why I can't get anything done. Writing messages has been different, to say the least.
I need to go to Menards. Do you want to come with?
No. You know, to be honest, I can't remember her name, and I really don't know anything else about her. But this woman will always be a superhero in my world. She was the labor and delivery nurse when I was delivering Aurora, our first child. And I didn't realize till long after Aurora was born, that this nurse actually stayed 2 hours past the end of her shift because she cared so much about a first-time mom having a good experience and a healthy baby. There are so many unsung heroes that we know about and are who affect us in our daily lives, right? Many of them come in the form of mothers. Sometimes they come in the form of stepmothers or extended mothers, spiritual mothers, second moms. And every mom knows it takes a village, right? It takes a village to raise our kids. And it's the people around us who come and they may do ordinary things, but they mean a lot to us. We started a new sermon series here at Crossroads Church called Living in the Moment. And last week, Pastor Gordon talked about, hey, we didn't sign up for this, but we're in this together anyway. And this week, we were talking about ordinary superheroes. You know what I'm talking about. Those things that people do that maybe nobody else notices, right? But they have an impact in our lives. They impact and they touch us. It's the things that maybe go unseen by everybody else. And how many countless things do mothers do that impact their families and impact their communities that maybe nobody else knows about? Unsung, ordinary superheroes. Today we're going to be looking at kind of a peculiar text. So bear with me as we take a look at Judges, the beginning part of chapter 13. Now you may have heard of, in Judges, there's this guy named Samson, right? But have you heard of Manoah or the word Zora? I hadn't either until I took a closer look at this story. Manoah was actually Samson's father, and Zora was the town that Samson, or the area that Samson was from. Judges chapter 13, verses 1 through 6 say this. Again, the Israelites did evil in the Lord's sight. This was a common occurrence in the book of Judges. And the Lord handed them over to the Philistines, who oppressed them for 40 years. But in those days, a man named Manoah from the tribe of Dan lived in the town of Zora. His wife was unable to become pregnant, and they had no children. The angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife and said, "Even though you have been unable to have children, you will soon become pregnant and give birth to a son. So, here's your instructions. Be careful. You must not drink wine or any other alcoholic beverage. And you're forbidden any other forbidden fruit. And you will become pregnant and give birth to this son, and he's never to cut his hair. For he will be dedicated to God as a Nazirite from birth. He will begin to rescue Israelite from the Philistines." The woman ran and told her husband, "A man of God appeared to me. He looked like one of God's angels. He was terrifying or full of awe to see. I didn't ask him where he was from, and he didn't tell me, but he told me this," and she repeats all the things that the angel had said. You know, this is an interesting text, and there's a lot that we can learn from it. There's a lot of things that God is doing, but it's what's unsaid, it's what's not explicitly written in the text that always catches me, that I always find great about this story. It's sort of the underlying message that's happening that we don't get the explicit details, but we know a lot about this woman, even though we don't even get to know her name, right? We hear about Samson, we hear about the father, we even get to hear about the town she's from, but her name isn't mentioned. And yet, we see the kind of faith that she has. We see that she's been faithful to God. She trusts God. She even knows that this would have been one of God's angels speaking to her. And she doesn't turn away, and she doesn't say no. She accepts the message that she's been given, and she raises up Samson in the ways that she's been instructed. And Samson is used by God because of this woman's great faith. You see, even though she isn't mentioned, I believe God saw her. I believe God honored her faithfulness, that she was faithful to God, and he saw her, and he remained faithful to her. How many ordinary, everyday superheroes are living just like the unnamed woman who is Samson's mom, right? Who are doing things that are sacrifices to those around them, and yet we don't even know about it. How many times have you done the right thing at work and maybe no one else noticed? Or maybe it was an unpopular decision, but you knew it was the right thing to do. Or maybe that generous gift that helped someone else in need, it helped a family or a circumstance and no one else knows about it. Or maybe it's the countless ways that you've served and given your time and no one else sees. In the church that I was growing up in, Forest Hills United Methodist Church in Forest Lake, there was this woman when I was a little girl who every Sunday, before we had a worship team and we still sang hymns, everybody else would leave the service, but this woman, she would go back in. Everybody else was drinking their coffee and having their donut, and she would faithfully clean up all the hymns, and I watched as week after week she picked up the pens, she took care of the extra paper, she put away the hymnals, she cleaned up our sanctuary. And I always wondered how many other people knew that she did that week after week. Or how about the countless hours that we have spent in prayer for those that we love? Prayer for our children, prayers for our grandchildren, prayers for our neighbors, our friends, our family. See, even though other people may not see it, God sees it. And God sees you. God has seen the things that you have done. And not only does God see, God is blessed. I believe it blesses the heart of God when ordinary superheroes do ordinary things that impact all of us and it go unseen. And yet God sees it. And God sees your sacrifices. God sees your heart. God sees the things that you have done in secret. And he is blessed by it. It blesses those around us and it blesses the heart. For the same token, do we notice the things that God does in the ordinary? Do we notice our superhero God in the ordinary moments? Do we see our superhero in the ordinary? I mean, oftentimes I think that we focus on the really big stories, the really big things, right? And those are important and those are good, and God shows up in big ways. God does the miracles. God moves mountains. God works in mysterious ways. But do we also notice God in the ordinary? Do we notice the things that he does day by day? You know, we always kind of want to look to the big person who's got the great social media. Even in the Christian realm, it's the person who's got the biggest song or the biggest name or the biggest this or the biggest that. But what if God is really pleased with the ordinary people who are giving their hearts in ordinary ways, but affect and impact us all? You know, sometimes it's the subtle ways that day by day God's transforming us. Subtle ways that he is taking families and he is taking lives and he is transforming them moment by moment, day by day. Sometimes it's the subtle things, and if we don't notice, we might miss our superhero God working in ordinary moments. In the text of Hebrews chapter 11, in the book of Hebrews is this book written by Paul to the Jewish church, the early church, who have been discouraged. They have given and they have sacrificed, many of them, their lives in order for the church to continue, and they are discouraged. And so Paul writes this letter to encourage the Hebrew people. And in chapter 11 is this famous sort of the heroes of faith chapter. And it's wonderful how God takes these ordinary people through all of Scripture and all of the Bible, and he does superhero things through their lives. But I want to point out the very beginning and the very end of this chapter, because I think there's some really beautiful things we can almost miss. So the chapter begins out like this. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of the things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. And it goes on to describe all these different people who had a hand in the faith and the story of God. And he comes to chapter 11, verse 35, and he says, "But others were tortured, refusing to turn from God in order to be set free. They placed their hope in a better life after the resurrection." And it goes on to describe how many of these people, whose names we don't know, who remain unrecognized, but they were ordinary superheroes who sacrificed their lives for the cause of Christ. It goes on to say in verse 39, all these people earned a good reputation because of their faith. And it goes on to say that yet we know that God has something better in mind for the perfection that we continue to live into. It is by our faith and our superhero God that God shows up in the big miracles as well as the laundry, right? In the small moments and the ordinary things. And since it's Mother's Day, I thought I would just throw out a few statistics about the average household and the average mom. For example, did you know that the average mom who chooses to breastfeed her child for the first year spends 1,500 hours during just that one child in that first year feeding her child? The average mom will do 88% of the laundry for a two-child household, which equates to 330 loads of laundry and 5,300 articles of clothing in 1 year. That's a lot of laundry. The average parent will lose 350 hours of sleep during their newborn's first year of life. And that's if the child sleeps well. We all know what happens when a child doesn't sleep well, right? The average mom will spend 11 to 30 hours engaged in driving and or doing activities with their children in a week. And the average mom or wife or woman does 21 to 26 hours of cleaning up after other people. Moms are certainly super ordinary superheroes, and so are many of the rest of us. So I want to end today with a tribute to mothers and to all those who know that the best flowers in life are free, and they come to us with muddy fingers and shoeless smiles. And the God who doesn't see weeds, but instead is creating brilliant flowers in us.
In a field of yellow flowers underneath the sun, bluest eyes that spark with lightning, boy with shoes undone. He is young, so full of hope, reveling in tiny dreams, filling up his arms with flowers, ripe for giving any green. She sees love where anyone else would see weeds. All hope is found. Here is everything he needs. Lord, search my heart, create in me something clean. Down lions, you see flowers in these weeds, Lord, search my heart, pray.
gracious and loving God, we praise you and we thank you. We thank you for the ordinary people who've done extraordinary things, who've touched our lives. God, we ask that you would bless them, and we ask that you will bless mothers today in the ways that they sacrificially give and give throughout their whole lives. And God, we praise you that you are our superhero, and that you continue to bless us, and sometimes in ways that we don't even see. So God, in the mountaintop experiences and in the ordinary, we praise you and we thank you because you are good in all moments. We praise you and thank you for all these things in Jesus' holy and precious name.